you thinking about buying or selling a house or just want to know what might be going on with one of your biggest investments? Then come hang out with us for a little while. Hi, I'm Kirk Duckwall, and welcome to the Twin Cities Real Estate Show, sponsored by Bricks Real Estate. Network title, Eric Bloomstrand and Chad Preeby with Bell Bank Mortgage, and James Tolson with Country Financial. If you have any questions for us, you can give us a call anytime at 651-303-0019. Again, 651-303-0019. You can also check us out online anytime at BricksTwinCities.com for the latest home searching and researching tools. Follow us on our Facebook page where you can watch us record live most Tuesdays around noon, see upcoming listings, our great books that we have on there under the publications page as well, with the Smart Home Buyer and the Smart Seller book. We're going to dive into a little bit of that today as we are going to talk about selling in a seller's market. It may sound really easy that, well, if it's in the seller's favor, I shouldn't need to do much to have my home sell. And that's the truth. I mean, in a sense, and honestly, that's the truth generally in any market condition, that a house will always sell itself to a certain degree if the price is low enough.
Right.
Right. I always use the time of you know, or the saying, you can always sell a Ferrari for $500. Right. The car will sell itself at that price, but
right,
is that really the price that it should sell for, or what it could sell for?
Exactly.
And in a seller's market, it's this kind of thinking, this mentality of, oh, the house will sell itself, that will cost you more money than in any other market condition, right? That the people who do the proper preparation and planning will see the biggest gains because the demand is so strong out there. We've seen sale prices in the Twin Cities just this year in the median sale price range go up by 13%.
Wow.
So
that's crazy.
Yeah.
It really is.
It's I think it was like 270 up to 321 or something like that.
Right.
But yeah. And we actually saw the market meter, which is kind of the proprietary little gauge that we have, taking into consideration housing affordability with a month supply of inventory, with showings for listing, and that moved up from an 8.48 last month in June, and now we're up at a 9.63. So that's a 1 to 10 scale of you know, if it zero being a complete awesome buyer's market and
right,
a 10 being a complete awesome seller's market. So it's 9.63. You can't really ask for much better conditions to be selling in out
right,
there.
Right.
But it's these conditions, it's these this demand, that the house that doesn't do the proper preparation may get one or two offers, right? Or three offers. The one that does do the proper preparation and planning may get 10. 12, 15 offers.
Right.
Now, do you think you're going to get more money at two or three offers or 15 offers?
I'd go with the 15.
Right. And we're talking big dollar differences.
Right.
Right. And there is some strategy to pricing in a market like this that you want to look at. We'll talk about that a little bit later. But, you know, we're sitting in this market because there's a lot of sellers out there right now that they do realize that it is a seller's market, but they're not finding anything they want to move to,
yeah,
right? Because the inventory is so low.
Exactly.
You know, I said inventory, I didn't know if I say that, inventory down to 1.7 months, down 25% over the same time last year.
That blows my mind.
Yeah, it was at 1.9 months back in June. So yeah, it is a crazy strong market out there.
Right.
But there's a lot of fear that, well, I would love to sell my house and make as much money as possible, but how can I do that if I don't have a place to go?
Mm-hmm.
Well, one of the ways is you could make the sale of your home contingent on you finding a house. Problem there is maybe the time frame that it takes to get that done, we might not be in as strong of a seller's market, right? And you might lose some buyers that are wanting the assurance that they know they have a place to go. The other way, and yeah, this can sound like a hassle, But I mean, is $30,000, $40,000 worth a little hassle? Maybe, maybe it is, which is selling and going into a short-term rental, something that's month-to-month or a six-month lease.
I like that.
Giving, you know, if you take your stuff and you put it in pods or something similar to that, now you don't have to do a double move in a sense, right? You go somewhere, you give yourself the time that you need to then locate the appropriate house, right? Because we know that the late fall market, the winter market is not the same, right? And there may be better buys. There may be more options if you give yourself a little time.
Yeah, my wife and I actually talked about that because, you know, like you said, in this market, you're going to get, with the right preparation, being a seller's market, you're going to get the right amount that you need to sell your house. You know, and I've talked to my wife about that, and, you know, she runs a home business, so it's not as easy for us. So we wouldn't be able to do that. But what a great topic right there, Kirk. I mean, if you can cash flow on that house, set that aside, rent for 5, 6, maybe 2 months, whatever it is, sign into a month to month. Take your time and find that gem that you're looking for. You're prepared, right?
Yeah.
So you're not stressed out.
Right.
Because it is stressful on the buyer's side right now.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, Imagine that. If you have that flexibility, wow, what a great – that's a great topic.
Yeah. It really puts you in the power position, maximizing sale price on your property and then giving you the time to buy maybe when things aren't as hot.
You know?
And we do know that the showings per listing are easing back. I mean, it's starting and expected to continue.
Right.
But I mean, right now we just hit the top of the mountain. I mean,
yes.
July is the strongest market I've ever seen in my career, right? That houses are selling, that the homes that are priced between $200,000 and $400,000 for the most part around the Twin Cities with proper preparation are selling in 1 to 3 days with multiple offers. Right. So, you know, and that is a nice thing to know that you're not going to be on the market a long time.
Right. Yeah. That eases the mind a little bit.
But again, with proper preparation.
Correct.
Right. That's the key. And what is proper preparation? Well, it's starting that conversation as quickly as you can regarding, you know, your timing of getting your home onto the market. You know, I have this client who, unbeknownst to me until last night, you know, I thought we might be a couple months out, and they were thinking a few weeks out.
Oh, wow.
Right? Okay. So now we need to make sure that we get that that internal marketing going, start getting the paperwork. Well, get the paperwork going, get the internal marketing going,
right?
And start really spreading the word while simultaneously going back to that proper preparation. So part of it is planning. Planning is part of the preparation. Let's come up with a plan.
Yes.
Right? And then you want to start getting into the you know, the hard work, right? Hopefully it's not too hard, but you know, get actually the physical work, or if you need to get things done, if there is painting or touch up or clean up or whatever,
declutter some of the stuff.
Yeah.
And, yeah.
Right. So, but it really is a list, right? That you want to put together that roadmap in a sense from the day you start thinking about sale Tell closing. What's your plan? And this goes back to our smart sellers guide, you know, that you know, yes, we are in a good market. And so you want to take advantage of that. So a sense of urgency is good, but you don't want to skip the critical steps of getting ready.
Right.
And we're going to dive into that when we come back.
Okay.
Because, again, doing this in a market like this could get you, you know, $15,000, $20,000, $30,000 or more dollars to you know, set up that roadmap. Right.
Okay. Very huge.
So yeah. If you have any questions, you can always give us a call, 651-303-0019. Check us out online at BricksTwinCities.com. Those guidebooks, they're there under publications. They're free.
I was going to say they're free.
They're free. Download them. Utilize them. They can make you a lot of money no matter what the market is doing.
Very good information.
All right. We'll be right back. Is it time to downsize but don't know where to start? Give the House Geeks with Bricks Real Estate a call. We are experienced in making this process as smooth and as easy as possible. Whether it is with pricing your home or assistance in finding movers or any other professionals that you might need to help get your home ready, we are here for you. Take the worry away and give us a call today at 651-303-0019. Again, that is 651-303-0019 or online anytime at housegeeks.com.
Sometimes, when you have more questions than answers about insurance and financial services, it might seem easier to do nothing at all. At Country Financial, we know that every situation is unique and believe that even the biggest goals start with simple steps. So when it comes to protecting the things you love and planning for the future, don't get overwhelmed. Get started with Country Financial. Contact James Toveson today at 651-365-3408.
Hi, this is Kirk Duckwall with the House Geeks and the Twin Cities Real Estate Show here on AM 950. If you're thinking about making a move, check out our free books, which you can request at housegeeks.com. The Smart Home Buyer Book is a guide through one of your biggest financial decisions. This book covers how to find some of the best values on homes and loans, how to navigate and negotiate on homes with multiple offers, all the way through getting what you want out of your inspection contingency. Don't forget about our Smart Seller, a guide through the sale process and maximizing value. In this book, we cover how to prepare your home for sale, knowing how long it will take for your home to sell, and how to determine what your home will sell for. We also uncover the truth behind instant offers. If you would like a copy of either of these free books, check us out online at housegeeks.com to request yours today.
Network Title knows it's the little things that make big things happen, like protecting home buyers from title defects. As an independently owned and operated full-service title company, we specialize in all the important details. We come to where you want to close, even nights or weekends. We'll even bring fresh baked cookies. Network Title, stress-free closings since 1993. Work with a company that puts you first. For details, go to network-title.com or give us a call at 651-482-9514.
Who do we trust to help with our mortgages? It's Eric Bloomstrand and Chad Preby with Bell Bank Mortgage. Hi, I'm Kirk Duckwall with the Twin Cities Real Estate Show. If you're looking for great service, many loan options to choose from, and competitive pricing, give Eric and Chad a call at 651-207-9274. Again, that is 651-207-9274. NMLS numbers 274211 and 1462493.
Network Title knows it's the little things that make big things happen, like protecting home buyers from title defects. As an independently owned and operated full-service title company, we specialize in all the important details. We come to where you want to close, even nights or weekends. We'll even bring fresh baked cookies. Network Title, stress-free closings since 1993. Work with a company that puts you first. For details, go to network-title.com or give us a call at 651-482-9514.
You're listening to Twin Cities Real Estate Show on AM 950. If you have any questions for us after the show, you can give us a call, 651-303-0019. Again, 651-303-0019. Happy to answer any real estate questions that you have or help with your real estate needs. Today, we are discussing selling in a seller's market. And, you know, kind of left off about putting together this roadmap to, to a successful sale in a seller's market, right? We're in such a weird industry. I brought this up in one of the classes I was teaching. We're in an industry that the consumer is led to believe that if their realtor sells their home, that they did their job.
Interesting.
Right? And what did I start off with saying? I started off with saying, you know, a home sells itself in a sense, right? That said, it can sell itself for a heck of a lot more if the real estate agent is providing value,
right?
You know, and really providing that proper preparation, proper marketing, because at the end of the day, yeah, houses sell. Houses right. sell themselves to the right buyer at the price the buyer is willing to pay. And that changes the longer and longer and longer and longer a house is on the market, the less that it's been prepared,
correct.
Right?
Yep.
And so, you know, what a strange industry, right? Hey, I am told that I did my job no matter what, as long as the house sells.
Right. And days on market is a big thing, right, as far as maybe how a realtor or an agent markets themselves.
Yeah.
You know, I sold this house in 2 days.
Well, yeah, and that's a whole nother topic,
and
metric that, you know, there are, again, preparation, planning. Each person has a different goal,
right?
And there is pricing strategy, and we'll get into that here in a second. But, you know, so what is proper preparation?
Let's talk about that. So we
started out with saying pre-marketing, internal mm-hmm. marketing within the brokerage. Basically, you want to get the listing documents done right away with your real estate agent so they can start spreading the word. This is starting to build the snowball. These are the first snowflakes of marketing, getting that rolling down the hill.
Right.
Right? Now, it's during that period of time that you're taking care of touching up any paint, trim work, scuffs on cabinetry, whatever. And there's a lot of little tricks that a good agent knows to get your ROI, return on investment, really high on that preparation stuff.
With a minimal investment almost.
Yeah, minimal, right?
Right?
There's so much that you can do out there for very little money to get thousands, if not tens of thousands of dollars more for your house.
This, right.
You know, going back to getting it ready. So yeah, taking care of that, cleaning the floors, getting any stains out of there. If you're staring at a stain and thinking, well, do I need to replace the carpet? If you're asking yourself that question, yes, take care of it. If it's not coming, because again, it you know, are you going to get as much money for a car if it has a giant rust spot on it versus one that doesn't?
Right.
Right. That is how people are looking at your house. That is how buyers see that, right? If they see a big stain, they see a big rust spot.
Correct.
Right? If they see a cracked window, maybe it's a flat tire on a car. Right? These are things that you want to take care of.
It's kind of like going to a job interview. Yeah. You know, are you going to go to a job interview without having your hair cut for 2 months and going with a wrinkly shirt or, you know,
right.
whatever? I mean, you're setting those expectations up front, right?
Exactly.
So.
Yeah. You know, taking the time to declutter. And guess what? If you're moving, you're going to have to do that anyway, right?
Right.
You're going to have to – you got to pack. So basically think of decluttering and prepping and staging. It's all getting you ready ultimately for that move anyway.
Right.
You're just taking care of it early. Quite often we will see homes that have been properly prepared. That garage is full.
Right. Yeah, don't open the garage door.
they have stuffed it absolutely full.
Well, think about it too. I mean, if you're living in that house for 30 years
– yep.
I mean, it looks great to you, but there's so much stuff in there that you've gotten over the 30 years that you don't want that in the house when you're trying to show it.
Right.
You know, it's not showing the rooms correctly. It's not showing the square footage right.
Yep.
There's just too much clutter. We have a client right now that's, you know, ready to sell, but, you know, once they declutter, it's going to be – the return on investment is going to be greater.
Right, exactly. Think, you know, you gotta take the time to get it ready. You know, staging is important too, right? That's getting – because keep in mind, your first showings are online. That's how people – are seeing your house. So you want to reflect the spaces in the best light possible as far as the amount of space that's there. So paring things back.
Right.
Staging isn't so much for when people are there, although it can be very beneficial. Mm-hmm. It's really more for online.
Photography.
To get
piece.
Perspective of a property.
Okay.
Right. So as you're working on that and getting ready for photography, now you've moved the marketing. Your agent has moved the marketing from the internal to the coming soon on the MLS. Now we're getting it out there. That snowball is starting to move a little bit faster.
Okay.
Right? And the whole reason we started early is to start to get feedback. oh, does this seem priced right? What are people's thoughts on this? You know, depending on the company you're looking at using, you know, you might have a nice network of agents that can give feedback in a sense, right? And then it moves on to the coming soon. So now it's out to the general public. It's a lot more broad. It's still not ready for showings, and the photography is not done yet, but there may be a picture, two pictures with some dimensions now. Mm-hmm. And now, you know, you're finishing up the cleaning and the staging, and you're working on the landscaping, right? That is so important. The exterior home is just as important as the interior, right?
I agree.
You want it looking good. That's the first thing buyers see when they get out of their car.
Right.
Is the exterior, right?
Everything.
First impression. So you want to make sure that they are that you're providing that good first impression to them.
Makes sense,
right? And now you are you're ready to come on to the market. And, you know, you've probably had some early conversations regarding pricing strategy, but now it's kind of the you better pick what's going on. You know what your interest level is at. By the way, you know, a good pricing strategy, and here's the thing with list price is never, original list price is never an accurate reflection of value. Go through, look at sold prices of mm-hmm. what a home listed for and what a home sold for.
A true comparable.
Right. That if you look, there's tons of listings that sold for over list price and tons of listings that sold for under list price, right? So the question becomes, was it the agent's strategy mm-hmm. to get to the price they did? Was it the seller's suggestion? Or was it kind of a best guess?
Right.
You don't want to be guessworking.
No.
You want a strategy with that price, right? And I had a house a few weeks ago. I can't remember if I mentioned it on air or not, but I intentionally put it $20,000 or maybe a little more under what I thought its actual value was. I did this because I wanted lots of offers to then drive other offers even higher. Had I gone for top dollar list price, I probably wouldn't have actually got the price that I got.
Right. You'd have probably had three or four offers, maybe.
Maybe one.
Maybe one.
Right? But instead, I had 11, right? That is, you know, and, you know, we used the bait offers, the ones that came in at list price, which we had four of them,
right,
to fuel the fire of the others that pumped it up.
Right.
You know, we just have about a minute to go. And another piece I want to just touch on real quick is, you know, we are in a market right now where market value versus appraised value can be two different things. Mm-hmm. And if you're a buyer's agent out there, you need to make sure, or, you know, or a buyer out there, that your agent is putting the right things in place in case the appraisal does not come in.
Okay.
You know, are you doing appraisal guarantees? How are you handling that piece? And for sellers, taking that into consideration as well, what protections do you have in case the appraisal comes in low?
Right.
Because, yeah, we're seeing it. We're seeing that again because of that 13% jump in prices.
Right.
So
it's not a guess.
No.
It shouldn't be.
There should be a strategy, right?
Absolutely.
And you know, you want to put this, because if done right, again, you can get thousands, tens of thousands of dollars more for your house than not doing the proper preparation of the home, but also the acceptance of the offer. You need to make sure you're picking the right offer, not necessarily the highest offer.
Correct.
Right? You want one that you know you can close it. So,
great point.
All right. We'll be back again next week. Take care.